Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Georgina Sikorsky, who's the executive director with CARE, which is the Carpet America Recovery Effort, whose goal is to minimize the amount of post-consumer carpet that goes in the landfill. Georgina, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Kemp. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Good to be with you this morning. We talked, I guess, a month or so ago about your annual meeting, but I wanted to talk to you today because July the 1st has come and gone, and that was the date that the California AB 2398 process kicked in, and I think things went fairly smoothly. I guess before we get into that, just for those people that might have been under a rock, 2398 is legislation that was enacted in California that puts a 5 cent per square yard tax on carpet in California to be used to reward companies that can help minimize the amount of carpet that goes in the landfill. Is that right?
That's pretty darn good, Kemp. Okay. The only clarification I would put on that is that this is seen as an assessment in the state of California as opposed to a tax, so okay. it's an after-tax line item.
Right.
But you're absolutely right. Its purpose is to incentivize the processing and the recycling of post-consumer carpet from the California landfills, and it's the first of its kind in the United States. So it's a major achievement for the industry and for all involved that we had a very smooth launch on the 1st of July. So we're very pleased with the results so far.
Mm-hmm. So it went smoothly. That means that automatically now, every time somebody buys carpet in California, this is on the invoice. Those funds are starting to come, I guess, to you because haven't you been tapped as the entity to maintain the funds?
We are. CARE is the carpet stewardship organization for the carpet industry, and we will be responsible for collecting those funds. What will happen is over the course of the next 3 months, the manufacturers will be including the assessment on their invoices to the retailers and the retailers to the final consumer. That material, that assessment will be collected, sent back to the manufacturers. After the first quarter, the manufacturers will report back to CARE on the assessments that they have collected and provide that to our third-party accounting firm. So we are actually expecting to see the assessments from the manufacturers beginning on October the 1st.
Okay.
And then we're hoping to be able to distribute those funds to the recyclers in the first quarter of 2012.
There are many companies that manufacture carpet and then sell it into California, and your goal was to make sure that everybody that does that was aware and is part of this process. Do you think you have 100% participation?
I don't know that we have 100% participation, but I think we were all relatively pleased and surprised with the number of manufacturers who have signed up for the CARE Stewardship Plan.
Okay.
And for those of your listeners who would like to know who have registered for the CARE Stewardship Plan, they can go to our website, www.carpetrecovery.org. And from there, a retailer or dealer can check to see if their vendor is on the list of the manufacturers that have registered. In order to be in compliance with AB 2398, a manufacturer must either register with CARE or provide their own stewardship plan to CalRecycle. As of today, Kemp, we have, I believe, over 70 manufacturers who have registered with the CARE stewardship plan, which is a great achievement.
Okay. And since it is a law, it's California law, who's in violation? Is it the onus on the manufacturer to make sure that they've signed up?
Yes. The manufacturer must take that step. They are responsible for either signing up or for, like I said, registering directly with CalRecycle. Then the retailer and the dealer also have some responsibility in this process. According to the law, they may only sell carpet from manufacturers who have either registered with us or with CalRecycle. So as of next July, CalRecycle will also be posting a list of compliant manufacturers on their website. But for now, the message here for the retailer and the dealer is they can go to the CARE website and see the list of manufacturers.
All right. So things have gone smoothly, and you didn't have any trouble getting the word out, I guess.
Well, you know, there was a lot of work by many, many people to get the word out. And I would say, you know, it's still very early on in the process, so you know, I don't think we're claiming victory by any means at this point, but so far it's gone quite well. As you can imagine, we have had a lot of questions from everyone engaged, from manufacturers to dealers, retailers, importers, distributors. But we have tried to answer all the questions that folks have as we've gone along. We have posted on our website a lot of information, especially helpful to the retailers and dealers has been the FAQ document, and I think that's helped tremendously in keeping people informed and ready to go.
Okay.
Also, I'd like to mention that we, through the efforts of our communications team, we sent out over 3,500 consumer packets for the retailers and dealers. So those are available in their showrooms and as point of purchase material to the consumers.
Okay. Now, California is just one of our 50 states, but it is one of the bigger ones. And the reason that we've given this so much attention is this possibility that other states might adapt a similar type of legislation, right?
Yes, you know, that's always possible. We sure would like to have the time to thoroughly implement this program, measure our results, get some key learnings from this, and make sure that we're doing the things that we need to be doing to be successful. So it's taken a lot of resources, a lot of time and effort, and we would like to just have a little bit of time here to make sure that it's working properly before it's something that's implemented elsewhere.
Okay. Before we run out of time, I want to make sure I point out that you just recently issued a newsletter, and the headline was that CARE had reached a milestone and that you now have recycled 2 billion pounds of post-consumer recycled carpet. Is that right?
That's right. We're so proud of our CARE members. It took us 6 years to recycle the first 1 billion pounds and only 3 years to recycle the second 1 billion pounds. So obviously the pace is accelerating. We think that that's driven by many factors in the marketplace, including consumer awareness and demand for this, the ability of entrepreneurs to incorporate post-consumer carpet into new products. And all in all, there's just an increased demand for post-consumer carpet out there. So that's really driving the success of the programs.
Okay. Well, what do you think the biggest hurdle is to achieving your goal of trying to get as much of the carpet out of the landfill?
What we'd really like to see, Kemp, is more development of products made with post-consumer carpet recycled content. And the way that that's going to happen is having consumers ask their vendors, their retailers for products with recycled content in it. The more demand we have for these types of products, the greater the possibility is for our entrepreneurs to have successful businesses and to keep growing the diversion and recycling nationwide.
Okay, if you were to look at a pie chart and you were just to give me some rough numbers, mm-hmm. and you say, you know, of all of the amount of carpet that you guys are able to reclaim, you know, what are some of the big piles that it goes into? I know a lot of it goes back into making carpet again.
It sure does. About 30% of it goes back into making carpet, and that's both into the face fiber and the backing. But our biggest market really is into plastic products. So anything that is made out of plastic, the largest use right now is in automotive products, but consumers also find it in furniture and other consumer products. So any place that you use virgin plastic material, there's a possibility for using post-consumer carpet.
And some of the other buckets, I mean, I know some of it is waste to energy, right?
Yes, and then, of course, another big outlet for it is carpet cushion. As you know, we have a very successful product line out there with 100% recycled content in it made from post-consumer carpet.
Right, that's mostly with Ron Greitzer out there.
Right.
Hi, Georgina, good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Georgina Sikorsky, who's Executive Director with CARE, Carpet America Recovery Effort, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.